I'm joined by Paul Yeadon from Addict Town, and we'll just go through a few of your jobs here, Paul. You're the Junior Development Officer, the Reserve Team Manager, and the Under 11 Junior Team Manager. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
That's great. Good to have you here. So how long do the players get off between the end of the season and the start of training for the new one?
This year it wasn't very long, due to the bad weather. Season finished late, so I've had about a month off.
Right, so a bit of a rest.
Bit of a rest.
Right, okay. So new leagues, new teams this season. So let's talk about the first team first of all. Amazing end to last season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right down to the last day. There was a bit of tension on the last day, but you know, the lads worked hard all the way through the season to get where they were. So really, really pleased that they've been promoted.
Yeah, so back where you belong.
Back in the Northern League.
Right, so what sort of teams are you going to be up against in the coming season?
Gisborough, Whitehaven, like you say, Asherton, North Shields. So it's some big teams. League above is Whitley Bay.
Yeah, and we know how well they do.
Yeah, so that's where we're pushing. We'll be pushing for the First Division in a few years, find our feet and try and get back into the First Division.
Right, so what preparations have you had to make to get used to the sort of the higher league?
The club has had to do a lot of work, changing the ground, changing seating around the ground. It's little things like painting bollards and extending bollards to keep supporters off the pitch. So that side's been really, really hard. But the players, I think all the players are Northern League players that we've got. They've played in the Northern League before. So I think they'll be comfortable playing in the Northern League.
So it should be quite a change then when we go up to St James's Park next season.
It will be. It'll be good.
Right. So that's the first team. But the second team also had an amazing year last year, didn't it? It was you and Bedlington Terrier reserves all season. Nip and tuck again.
Yeah, right at the end. I had to beat Bedlington twice to win the league, and the lads did so. So it was really, really good.
You must have been very pleased with that result.
Yeah, the whole team. Same again. We've worked hard. A lot of training, worked hard during the games to get where we were.
So your prize is the Northern Alliance?
Yep, League Annex come out of, I know it's the second division, but it's still a high standard around here.
Right, so that's out of the North Northumberland League, and replacing the second team is going to be
the third team, Addict Town under 21s, which is going to be a feeder team for the reserves. So things are really starting to look up for the club.
Was it only, what, three, 4 seasons ago you were struggling to get one team out? What's been behind the huge growth?
I don't know. One man in particular, Tommy Mackay, he's just the chairman. He's just so enthusiastic, and he's got that drive to get up and go and wants to push the club. He's got one of his targets out of the way, getting them back in the Northern League.
Your players, are they people from Annick who are going off to other teams, or are you attracting people into the
town? We're attracting players into the town. We've got a big catchment area, if you look at it. We've got players from Seahouses, Craster, Embleton, Shilbottle, Felton.
So you're really becoming the regional capital now.
Yeah. The one good thing about the teams that I can say is that the first team and the reserve team come to the last 3 or 4 games of the season, and nearly every player was a junior, come through Addict Town junior ranks.
That's excellent, isn't it?
It's unique. I don't think any other teams can say that they can do that.
So you've got a lot of junior teams as well as your senior teams?
Well, next season we'll have. This season we only had 4 junior teams. Next season I think we're going to have around about 10 junior teams, all the way from under-8s to under-17s.
Right. Boys and girls, or just boys?
Girls. We're going to have 2 girls teams as well.
Yes. So is it girls football the fastest growing sport in the country?
It is. Annick's produced 2 good talents, Lucy Bronze and Lucy Stansford. Lucy Bronze played for England, so is Lola Lucy as well. So I think a lot of the local girls have got, you know, some role models to look up to.
Yeah. So are the places all taken for next season, or if there's anybody young listening, how do they get involved?
They get in touch with me. I'll leave my number with a radio station. We've got regular training sessions on for the new teams, which is under 13s to under 16s. If anyone wants any questions or anything, just give us a ring. I'll leave my number. Yeah.
So with Longhorton up the road as well, lots of opportunity for young people in the same to take up sports.
It's great. Longhorton's done really, really well with their facilities and, you know, producing good players. It's just going to be a challenge for both clubs to keep producing quality players.
But it must be good to see young people getting fit, and getting out and running around.
It is. It's really, really good. Nowadays, you've got the generations of the Xboxes and Wii's and stuff like that. It's just really good seeing, you know, 50 kids on a Saturday morning training and playing football. It's excellent.
So we look forward to exciting times ahead. Now, you're very involved, obviously, in the management and organisation of the club, but do you still play?
Yeah, I do. I've had a little bit of a back injury at the minute, so I haven't done much pre-season. I played for the reserves last year, but as the reserve team manager, I've been telling the players that they've got to push for the first team and get back in the Northern League football, because it's an experience playing Northern League football.
Yeah, and you've played for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've come all the way up through Alnwick Town Juniors, went off to play, well, had trials for a few clubs, Shrewsbury, West Brom, come back, played for Alnwick Town, basically. Played in the FA Vars, played in the FA Cup, which was an unbelievable experience. Playing against quality players from like Ossett Albion and Squires Gate, and you know, it was unbelievable. So I think as a lad who's grown up in Alnwick, played for Alnwick, everyone's got to push to play for the local team. It's just an experience you'll not get.
So what position do you play?
Left side, up front, left footed. So anywhere really, we're asked to play.
So goal scorer, or do you set it up for others?
Back in the day, I used to score a few goals, but I'm getting a little bit older now, so I'm dropping back down to the wing and left back.
Right, okay. So, I mean, I've been up to St James's Park a few times to watch Alnwick in action. Quite a lot of lively banter on the pitch, probably more than you realise when you're at places like St James's Park.
Oh, I mean, it's part and parcel of football, winding up the opposition and having a bit banter with them. It's all harmless fun. Yeah. Come off after the game, shake hands, have a pint in the bar afterwards, so it's all good.
A lot of concern, obviously, in the professional game about the way that players treat the referees. Is it a bit calmer in non-league?
The higher up non-league you get, I think the players have a lot more respect. Some teams, it's a nightmare playing against them. The referees, they're just constantly picking on the referees. I mean, I would hate to be a referee.
But despite that, you still want a few, don't you?
Yeah, obviously, it's not just Alnwick Town, but it'll help everyone. There's new teams going in the North Northumberland Football League this year, and I know that every junior team in the area will be looking for referees. So if anyone wants to become a referee, there's ways and means that you can get your qualifications. So just get in touch with the station and they'll pass you my number.
Yeah. So what attributes to be a referee?
Thick skin.
That's probably true, isn't it? Yes.
I mean, you don't have to have played football to be a good referee. I think having that bond with the players and having that, be able to have a joke, and, you know, I think that makes a good referee. We've played with, had referees that you couldn't even speak to, which, you know, it gets players' backs up. But if you can go over to a referee and just have a bit joke, a bit carry on with them, you know, you respect the referee more.
Yeah. So for the senior teams, how much training do they do?
Twice a week, 6:30 till about 9:00. So it's probably about an hour's fitness, ball work, working on set pieces, throw-ins, corners, stuff like that. And we sit down and have a talk after training.
Yeah. And would you do fitness work the rest of the week?
Yeah, majority of the lads are signed up at Willowburn Gym and out for runs. I think it's you've got to keep taking over, you've got to keep doing something. Like I say, a few hours a week, it helps. But if you do your own stuff, it's even better.
Yeah, so is it strength or is it endurance? Or
it's a bit mixture, it's a bit of both. I mean, you don't have to be a powerhouse to be a footballer. You've just got to, you know, keep your weight down and, you know, lots of running, lots of training hard.
Yeah. So I enjoy watching football and I appreciate it, but I've never, ever been able to play it. What's the attraction of playing some football?
I think it's being part of a team. You know, week in, week out, you know that you're going to be part of a good group of lads who are going to look after you, and you're going to have a bit banter, you know, a bit. It's a challenge as well, because I think on a Saturday morning you wake up and it's like, I'm going to win today, you know, I'm going to score, and I think you get that buzz from playing.
Well, thankfully for the Alnwick Town players, it was nearly always on the winning side.
Yeah, it was, which was good. It'll be a bit different this season for both teams, because they're stepping up into bigger leagues and better leagues, but I think they'll stand their own in all leagues.
So the under-21s, it's going to be, I guess, a bit of a new experience for
them
playing in the league.
We're hoping that our under-16 team is going to feed into the under-21s. Some quality players in there. Personally, I think it's the best under-16 team Alnwick Town's had. They won the league last year, won the cup. Not as individual players, but as a team. You know, they can play anywhere. You can put the centre-forward at centre-half. You know, they just feel comfortable playing football anywhere. And I think as a unit and as a squad, it's a team for the future.
Okay, so outside of Alnwick Town, can I ask who you support?
I support Newcastle United.
Right, so what hopes for them this season? You want to comment?
Just to stay up. it doesn't. They're signing not very many big names, but I think they know what they're doing, just chugging away. I think they're up to about, what, 8 signings now?
Yeah. So do you think Pardew's done a good job?
I wasn't sure at the start when they said Pardew was going to be the manager, but I think he's done well at other clubs. He's got them stabilised, but he's got some relegated as well.
Yeah.
I think he'll do well. I really do.
Lots of changes been going on at Sunderland as well.
Yeah.
They seem to have been very busy mid-season or between seasons.
It's football, isn't it? I mean, it must be hard being a professional footballer.
Yeah.
Coming in on a Monday morning and saying, sorry, we've sold you.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, there's the house up, family away to another country, or it could be all the way other side of the world.
Although I guess they were struggling to get a whole team out at the end of last season,
they were.
So they probably needed some
change.
They needed
to buy something, didn't they?
Is that a big problem for Anik, injuries during the season?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a good lad there, Dave Ross, who's a sports therapist. He looks after everyone, not just the first team. He looks from the first team all the way down to the juniors.
Yeah.
He's putting a programme together for the junior setup, basically just how the kids should look after their bodies, how they should be warming up properly, what they should be eating. Not saying you can't eat this, but eating correct foods and how they should be stretching. Because I'm finding now, we're working in a lot of schools, that flexibility and, you know, movement, it plays a big part in football.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people can't even touch their toes and they're 21, 22.
So less said about that, the better, really. I mean, I do a bit of running, but that's something I'm not very good at. But
you enjoy it, though.
Yes, yes. So what are the injury risks for footballers, or the big things?
To be honest, I would probably say it's hamstrings and groins, because you're using your leg all the time, really. And, you know, when you big burst of speed, you know, the hamstrings are going to take a lot of stick.
Yeah, so when you see everybody doing their stretching exercises before the game, it's for good reason.
It is.
I presume it must cost quite a bit of money to run a club, particularly with so many youth teams.
It does. I think that's one of the big challenges. How are we going to generate money? You know, people don't realise how much it does cost to run a football club. I mean, in the Northern League, a referee could cost up to £100, and that's without the linesman. So then you've got the lines referees, which £50, £60 a game. You've got your league fees.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a costly sport. So the football club is looking for sponsors for juniors, girls football teams, you know, every football team's looking for a sponsor.
Yeah.
So if anyone is wanting sponsoring a team, just
so
get in touch.
Local businesses,
just to donate some money, or not just money, but, you know, the time to come on board and say, look, this is the way we can make money in the club. So if anyone has a spare hour and wants to sit down and bounce some ideas off us, more than welcome to get in touch with us.
Right, so hopefully we've got one or two people inspired. How do they get hold of you?
They get touches by my mobile, which is 0797475541, or they can get touches with my email address, which is paul.eden@acdt.org.uk.
And we'll perhaps repeat those before the end of the show. So that's Anik Town, and good luck to you all for next season.
Thank you.
But the rest of the week, you're also involved with sport up at the community centre.
Yeah, I'm coming up to a year now. I've been in post. I'm a sports development officer. Go around all the local schools just promoting all sport. At the minute, it's football in particular, because I found that was a way to get into the schools. Now I've got a foot in the door, going to start promoting cricket, mini tennis, tag rugby, and a lot more sports.
So is there much football played in the schools in the area?
When I first went in, I was surprised there wasn't that much football played in some of the middle schools. I think I've got a reason why. It's got a lot to do with funding, teachers' time, transport. When I was at Lindisfarne, there was nearly a football match every week, playing local teams and stuff like that. So what I'm in the middle of, speaking to the Schools Football Association to try and get a schools league back up in North Northumberland. It's going to be two leagues, which is going to consist of five teams in each league, from Anik down to Amble, then from Berwick down to Belfast, which is include Woolla, Belfast, all the Amble middle schools, some Berwick middle schools. Same again, we're looking for a sponsor to sponsor this, to help out with transport costs, put their name to the league, which I think will be a really, really good thing.
Yeah. But it's not just football, which seems to be doing really well with young people at the moment, is it?
No, cricket. I live near the cricket club, and I think it was last Sunday, I just looked out the window, and the field was swarming with kids. And I was like, you know, really proud of the little clubs in Alnwick, the tennis club, the cricket club, you know, yeah. because they're attracting people from all over the place to come and play for them.
And some very fine young athletes.
Yep, you read in the paper every week, the Harriers and yeah. the swimming's starting to take off as well. I mean, the Dolphins has always been big, but I think now they're starting to get out there and get noticed in different regions and stuff like that now.
So quite a lot of excitement about local sport.
It is. Northumberland, there's a lot of young talent up here, which I feel that doesn't get recognised. Like I said, down Newcastle, I think the talent scouts forget that yeah. there's nothing past Newcastle. And yeah. there's a lot of young players, athletes, cricket players, that's missed out on big chances to go and better themselves.
Yeah.
I think sport is about bettering yourself and enjoyment. So I wish everyone luck out there. Bettering themselves.
And not just for youngsters, of course.
No. I'm starting a new project. It's called New Age Bowls. It's in partnership with Alnwick Bowling Club. Met with a man last week called Michael Grant. And we're looking to try and target the high school in Alnwick to try and generate new bowlers yeah. to go and play for Alnwick Bowling Club. And we're looking at providing activities for older people in old people's homes and day centres as well, which New Age Bowls, it's a great game to, you know, it's soft bowls, targets and stuff like that, so it's really competitive and it's different to playing bowls.
And that was played indoors then?
It's indoors, yeah, you can play it outdoors as well. If you've got a nice smooth surface, it's really, really good. We tried it with a group at the community centre the other night and I went to put it away and they're like, oh, can we play again, which is really, really good.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks very much for coming in today. Yeah. It's been great talking to you, Paul. One final question. Yeah. A muddy, cold, rainy January. What makes you do it? Wouldn't you just rather stay in and...
Just the love of football. It's hard to explain. People say, well, why do you spend so much time doing it? I just love playing football. I love being part of football. I know it sounds sad, but it seems to be my life. Football is my life.
Great. And we look forward to hearing great news about Alnwick's many, many teams yep. during the coming season. Thanks very much,
Thank
Paul.
Thank you. Thank
Cheers.
You.